On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Yeah, you should do those things. This is Audio Whiplash 147 on the Tall Can Audio Podcast Network. There's Rob.
Hey.
I'm Matt.
147 on the DL.
Disabled? Do you see baseball? We should have talked about this on Tall Can Sports.
Yes, they can't go with disabled.
They're not going to call it the disabled list.
Yeah. It's wonk.
Stupid, man.
That's the sound you're hearing.
Wonk.
Wonk. Get out of here with your lameness.
Wish I was hearing more Limp Bizkit. Hey, that's far more.
Well, the other one, man, got alive on me. Got electric.
Yeah, on Tall Can Sports, like dumping gasoline on the board over here or something. It was just disappointing anyway. What's happening, man? How are we?
We're hating people like usual.
Yeah. It's just one of those days.
Well, dumbasses, if you're in the door of the grocery store, get in or get out. Do not linger. Like what?
You got to lower the shoulder, man.
You've decided to go to the grocery store, but yet you stood in the door and went, do I want to come in? Or do I want to double back for those two Lays for $5?
Oh, you always double back for the
two
Lays.
Well, then make a hard move, man. He who hesitate
is boned.
Gets boned,
I think is the expression.
Or gets a shoulder in the low back.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
As Rob grabs four.
Yeah, this is it. Right there, man. Sour cream and onion.
Oh, yeah. Superior.
Okay, what about you? That's me in a nutshell.
You know what, man? Things are all right. It's been an up and down day.
Yeah, it has.
You'd love to sleep in on a Saturday.
Wouldn't you?
But you're up and ready for something. And then that something is canceled. So you get back in bed. And then you're up again because some fucktard decides, I'm going to drop by. What's up, fucktard? All right. But here we are.
It'd be totally easy for me just to say, yeah, you know what? I'm staying home.
Would you go as far as to say, totes easy?
I'd be just as easy to drive my forearm into your chins.
And I'd have it coming.
It's a chippy start to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
On the last episode of Audio Whiplash.
Yes.
You were regaling us with a couple of books you were undertaking.
Yeah.
You finished any of them?
You know what? I'm hammering. I'm down the final. I got about 40 pages. I'm very close to the end of the Dan Brown origin book.
Okay.
For any of you people who, you know, care or like the Da Vinci Code, to me this is very similar. It's a little formulaic, if you want my opinion.
Yeah.
And again, I get it, right? Not everybody's bag is historical fiction.
Sure.
I love it personally. That to me, if I can learn a little something, heaven forbid, man, people learn a little shit.
So I have been, as you know, I'm rarely interested in the fiction side of things, but I like a good biography. I like a little history, whatever's yeah. going on. Right? Yeah. But I just found out, because I'm now subscribed to Audible, which nice. Is audiobooks and whatever through Amazon.
It's where I picked up my last, the Storm Stormbird.
And I logged in, see what's new. Narrated by George Strombolopoulos.
Strombolopoulos.
Strombo. Sloppy Droopy Pants. As The Neverending Present, a book long and detailed on the career of the Tragically Hip. Just new out in the last couple of weeks. So I was, of course, all over that. And I'm about halfway through and obviously really enjoying it. But
obviously really enjoying it?
Yeah.
Are you loving Strombo's voice?
Oh, I'm pretty used to Strombo's voice in terms of Canadian music, right? Like, that's who I'd want to hear from.
For sure.
He's not the author of the book.
No.
And his name escapes me. But we'll put it in the show notes here for Audio Whiplash. I think I said 146 earlier. It's not. It's 147.
You actually said 147.
Look at me. Nailed it down, man.
You can go back and edit that out later.
Nah, I'm probably just going to leave my shame right in there.
Right. Only my shame gets left hanging out.
Nope. Everybody's hanging their shame out in this studio, man. That's how it goes. Why don't you check out episode 146 for the Rain City Jacks? If you want to hear about guys hanging their shame out.
Oh, man. Can I touch your shame?
No. I can't even touch my shame.
Nobody else will. I got to touch my own shame.
The Neverending Present is the... not present as in gift, present as in time frame, as we kind of work our way through this. Anyway, all kinds of detail on where they were recording these albums, what the approaches were going into Up to Here, especially, and then into Fully Completely.
Fully!
Yeah.
Completely!
Well done, man.
Okay.
And then Day for Night after that. That's about where I'm at right now, is just after Day for Night, but super interesting. If you're a Hip fan at all.
And who isn't?
It's tremendous. It features interviews from the band from different places, other guys commenting on what happened, how it came together. The band themselves sometimes can be very inward pointed. They don't
reclusive.
Yeah. They don't give a ton of interviews and stuff like that, but they've got guys, famous producers who were involved in putting some of these albums
together. Daniel Lanois?
Yeah. Involved, man. Really interesting read so far. Like I said, we'll put the link in the show notes at talkandaudio.com around the episode for Audio Whiplash 147. So if you're interested at all, check that out. And if you click through our link, we'll get just a little bit of a kickback. So, you know.
Well, and it's interesting. I'm not sure if it was on air or if it was just you and I kicking it around. We were talking about the Arkells tune Relentless.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and that is based out of a conversation that, his name escapes me, lead singer of the Arkells.
Max something.
Yep. That Max was having with Daniel.
Max Power. Sorry, Simpsons reference.
Max Headroom.
Sure.
That Max was having
with, great. If you're born with the name Max Headroom, your entire life is laid out. You're going to be a front man, and then you're going to be a failure, and you're going to go to rehab and whatever. But at least you've got a plan.
He was having a conversation with Daniel Lanois.
Nothing, eh?
And Daniel was talking. Yeah, just keep moving, right? Yeah, just
for sure. I would.
Give it to Heisman. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Relentless. And he was talking about Gord Downey,
yeah,
right, like a dog on a bone. That yeah, Gord would just get after it, and he was relentless in pursuit of. Once he'd get on an album, get on a song, right, it would just he couldn't shake him, right. And so when you listen to that tune, right, you can now think of it with Gord in mind,
yeah. And it really is an interesting read as you go through this, interviewing the band, interviewing Gord, interviewing people around the band, like it. There's a narration being told about the band, but they're taking these interviews and insights from all over the place and inserting them in where they fit. Man, it's a super long read, but you don't have to sit down and and do it all at once, right? If you're a hip fan, yeah. Man, there's so much stuff I'm learning. And for so long, like, and it says right in the intro to the book, they never really wanted a book written about them. They didn't really want to be a part of this. They knew it was going to happen.
See, they need a book that goes through all the fucked up lyrics that everyone...
And there's so much of that.
That everyone thinks they know, but yeah. they don't.
Okay, so they're not necessarily in this book explaining word for word what the lyrics are.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are giving kind of the message of a lot of these songs. And there's a couple I've been caught off guard by. Like, I had no idea what that was about. Especially around Fully Completely, where a couple of them are pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But... Man, it's been super enlightening, even for somebody who considers himself, a, you know, pretty big, tragically hip fan. I've learned a ton out of this. So, like yeah. I said, Neverending Present will...
We haven't talked about this, but I am totally interested in the book. I may give it a bit.
Yep.
I'm having what I would describe to be hip fatigue.
I'm surprised by that.
Okay, but...
At this point.
Okay, but just wait.
Yeah.
And it's not hip fatigue with... the band or the music, it's hip fatigue with
the fan base.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And to me, it's one of those things where, yeah, near the end, it just became such a groundswell, right? That people who were fringe fans,
yeah.
or not fans,
yeah.
and everybody.
That last year, that last tour after the news.
Right. Everybody just sort of, it's like they were always there or they were always fans. And you can't. If all you can sing is a couple of choruses of New Orleans is Sinking, or you know, don't bring your fandom to me because I don't have much time for it.
Does this? I don't expect you to give this question a fair hearing.
Heisman again.
Does this scream of douchebag? I was here first, kind of fan, rather than the general fan.
Sure,
right?
Man. Yeah. I think that's legit.
Yeah.
Right.
I get that a little. Your history with the band obviously goes back long further than mine, but you're a lot older than me.
I just wouldn't attach the douchebag part to it.
Of course you wouldn't, but that's my show, and that's how I'm going to attach it.
But again, it's not wrong. It is this whole
because
thing.
I think there's a lot of that with a lot of bands, right? Like, I was there when they weren't cool, and then everyone else learned that they were cool.
Yeah, well, and again, I don't blame other people for being less cool and being late to the party. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't have the fine palate that I do,
right.
Good for you, late to the party. Get at the front of the wave, douchebags. They're the douchebags.
Okay. Cool.
Not you. You're just, you know.
Somewhere in between cool you and douchebag listener.
Yeah, closer to the other side.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, you know what? It is interesting. I'm surprised you're still feeling that fatigue. We are a year and a half removed from his death, almost 2 years removed from the tour, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
2 years. Yeah, well, it's been 2.5 years now since his death.
August 2017, yep. I think, was the final show.
2016
was yeah. the Olympics.
This August will be the 3 years from the final show. And he died in December?
Yeah, maybe November, but
yeah.
You know, I don't know for sure. I don't recall. You'd think I might, but it's fascinating, man. And I get why you might want to wait. And it's but the definitive book on the hip is something that people have talked about for a while, and that the band just wanted no part of. They understood it was going to happen, but they didn't want to be pinned down to one thing, and they kind of liked being open to interpretation. And then, like, there's an entire chapter basically based on 50 Mission Cap.
I said, tell me it's Pigeon Camera. Tell me it's Pigeon Camera.
There's a fairly sizable write-up on Pigeon Camera.
Okay.
But they're talking about 50 Mission Cap and how, you know, they go all the way through the story and how Gord heard about this and he's down in the basement of the Toronto Library's archives reading about all this shit, and some librarian, this little old lady, has to go down and, like, hey, we're closing, and it scares the shit out of both of them, right? Because she taps him on the shoulder and he jumps and she jumps, and
yeah,
and then they only end up using the information that's on the hockey card that initially sent him off to the library to research to begin with,
the one that was tucked up under.
Yeah. And like, that's one, like, we don't need to spend the whole time on this, but he's talking about the 50 mission cap, which you and I looked up one day in my place with Jeff was around and like, what is that? What is the 50 mission cap, especially? And it was during World War II, if you flew 50 successful missions, essentially you got to take the fucking uncomfortable ring out of your pilot's cap. And so it kind of looked shaggy, right? Like it was no longer as formal, and you could put your very old school headphones over it, right, for in the plane and whatever. But that's what the 50 mission cap is. And at the same time, Gord didn't want to sing an entire song about Bill Barilko that was this like autobiography. He just found the fact that he scored the cup winning goal, disappeared, and then
he didn't win another
until 19,
until he was discovered.
Yeah. And that was crazy. And so he's telling this story from like the point of view of a narrative or a narrator. And the narrator, they're pointing out in this book, there's two or three different people that say that as Gord is singing this song, he's always got this look on his face like, can you believe this shit? Like, that this is what's happened to this guy? And if you tie it together with the 50 mission cap thing, he also wasn't a pilot that ever flew 50 successful missions. He worked it in to look like that, right? That's why his hat looks the way it does. He didn't fly the missions. He worked his hat in to look like that.
And he worked it in.
Yeah.
And he worked it in.
Yeah. And I stole this from a hockey card. So the narrator in this story is a total fraud. He didn't know the Bill Barilko story, and he didn't fly the 50 missions. Like, and that's why Gord always treated this song the way he did, right? It was just kind of this, can you believe this fucking story, right? And so things that you don't necessarily pick up on at the time, but you interview enough people and whatever. So if you're a Hip fan at all, man, there's all kinds of neat little tidbits in there and whatever as they talk to different people. And so like I said, it's called The Neverending Present. We'll put the link in to pick it up on Amazon, either in hard copy or on Audible or however you like to read your shit. We'll put that in the show notes for Audio Whiplash 147, man. It's an interesting read so far.
All right. Hey, pick up a book. Crack the spine on it, guys. Learn something. Get out there. It's a big world. It's crazy.
You're going to love it.
Shit to learn.
Well, and especially if you're listening to something like this, you kind of like this format. And so we're going to have, within the next week or so, our own Audible link where you can click through, get a free trial, free Audible book. If you're listening to podcasts, you're probably going to dig the audio book. It's going to be sweet. You know what? I wanted to ask you something, and this is just, after all this, a little off the beaten path, but last week came out the list of the 10 most popular cereals in the United States. You want to take a stab at some of these?
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula, not on the list.
Okay, Shreddies.
It's Rob's number one, but it's not.
No.
Shreddies, not on the list.
Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios.
We'll pick one.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios is number two on the list of the top 10.
Corn Flakes.
No, not on the list.
Rice Krispies.
Not on the list.
God damn it.
Yeah, you're blowing it, man.
How about Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the list at number, right there, number six, five.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch on the list.
How about Lucky Charms?
You fucking crazy Americans. Lucky Charms on the list at number six.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes on the list at number seven.
Sugar Smacks. Corn Pops.
Sorry, Frosted Flakes is right there at number 10.
Yeah, you can't have two at six. I knew that much.
Well, I bumped the other one up to five.
Okay. So no Sugar Smacks or Corn Pops?
No.
How about Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops is on the list at number seven. That's way too low for the Fruit Loop.
See, to me, the only thing on this list so far, I like a Honey Nut Cheerio.
Okay, I'm surprised you haven't got number one because it's Honey Nut Cheerio right there in the neighborhood, but the standard Cheerio at number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is terrible. The Honey Nut Cheerio is the greatest Cheerio.
I like a multigrain.
The Superior, if you will.
For sure. Why wouldn't you?
Number one, Cheerios. Number two, Honey Nut Cheerios. Number three, Frosted Flakes. Sorry, so I had that lower, but you're right. Number four, Honey Bunches of Oats.
No, terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Number five, we've already hit cinnamon
toast crunch.
Yeah, but I think I lied to you. Where is? Yeah, no. Okay, there it is. Cinnamon toast crunch. That's right. Number six was Lucky Charms. Number seven was
me Lucky Charms.
Fruit Loops. you're gonna regret that. Number
silly rabbit tricks are for kids. How about that?
Number eight, frosted mini wheats.
Oh, I love a mini wheat, man.
Number nine, Life.
Oh, I loved it as a young guy.
Stop.
Life. Honestly, Life was awesome.
And number 10, any last guesses or?
No, man.
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, are you serious?
Fruity Pebbles at number 10. How many frosted cereals are on the American top 10?
Okay, but see, as a kid,
honey,
so what I got in our house was Quaker granola. Right, which I hated as a kid, love it now.
Okay.
Shreddies.
We had Shreddies.
And we'd get the shredded wheat, the shit that came in the big bales, right? You get the three packs in a thing.
Yeah.
Right, and people who eat that hot, I don't get it. Don't pour the hot water in there and mess it around.
Quaker oats and no.
So those were the staples in the house.
We were, and I bet if you went to my cupboard right now, you would find Fruit Loops every now and then. Now, they've probably long since gone bad, but I don't care. I'm still a sucker for the Fruit Loop. I love the Honey Nut Cheerio. Was never a Lucky Charm. Do we even get Lucky Charms in Canada?
Yes.
And or is it Trix? One of the two we don't get.
Okay, Lucky Charms
Silly
we do,
kids,
Trix we do not.
Okay, so it's Trix. That is a big deal in America and
super gross.
I've got a friend of mine who, whenever she knows somebody's going to, like, my parents go to the States to hang out or hers or whatever, you have to bring back boxes of tricks as a, but honestly, that was never a thing for me, man. But I still, to this day, I love a Honey Nut Cheerio, but honey bunches of oats, like, come on, what's a, and frosted mini wheats, frosted flakes, and there was another frosted one here. I don't remember.
Okay, but I love
come on, America.
I love the
breakfast.
I love the mini wheats, the brown sugar mini wheats.
Yeah.
Killer.
All right.
Killer.
Because we've talked before somehow on this podcast about the little boxes when you're camping.
I was just
going to
say, man.
Special K.
You get the good one that had, had the corn pops, the sugar smacks, and frosted flakes. And then the other one that we would always get with the Rice Krispies, the corn flakes.
Oh, Rice Krispies suck.
Where is it? Well, unless you're going to put marshmallows into them
or
and shit.
Or a ton of sugar.
Put them in a pan, you're good to go.
I can't believe Raisin Bran wasn't on here.
Oh, see, I also love a Raisin Bran.
Yeah. Drop a little sugar in there.
Well, it's the brand. As you get older, it helps everything, helps everything move along.
Like I said, I'm 35 years old. I still got time for a Fruit Loop,
yeah,
man.
All right.
For
well,
sure.
Look at you. Now, see, yeah. And again, I've never loved, and I guess it's got to do with, I never got it as a kid. So I never.
Fruity Pebbles at number 10.
Well, honestly, and the Booberry and the Count Chocula.
Fruity Pebbles, I always remember as, and maybe it was a one-off thing. You probably will remember this better than me. I tied that to the Flintstones because of Pebbles, right, being the daughter. But maybe that was just a brief, crossover is the wrong thing. But, did the Flintstones inspire Fruity Pebbles?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was that still a fucking thing in 2019?
Well, and honestly, early 80s, that's where that whole, like I said, the Count Chocula, Frankenberry, whatever the other, there was three of them, and you go, wow, what is that shit? And we never got that here.
Right.
It's like you see on when you watch American TV and you see the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup cereal.
We tried that here. You know this. You will not find a bigger sucker for Reese's whatever. When I was a kid, I begged my mom for the Reese's cereal, and she got it once, and it was gross. Like, we never finished the box, and we never got it again.
You never just blazed a blunt and then just ate... Just ate it dry out of the bag.
A little younger than that.
Okay.
But
how young is that? 12? 11? What? No? Okay. Move
go
on.
Ahead. Yeah. They were called Reese Puffs, I think. And the milk would immediately turn brown and just be like unappealing. And like I said, I love anything Reese's. Those were fucking terrible.
Well, see, my parents had come back with one of those big pillowcase things of puffed wheat. Do you ever remember puffed wheat?
No, vaguely.
Well, it's like a sugar smack, that little sort of thing, but with the sugar
Honey
on
bunches
it.
Of oats.
Yeah, but these were, honestly, it came in this huge, big.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be flavorless. You'd have to put about 3 tablespoons of sugar on it.
I remember the first Costco in our area was maybe Pickering or something like that. And every now and then, Mom would go over there and we would get, it was like the normal Fruit Loops box, but on the one side, it would say in giant yellow letters, Jumbo. And so when you looked at the box from the from the front, it looked like a normal box. If you looked at it from the side, it was like 4 times as thick as the.
Yeah.
And so you would.
Is there going to be Jumbo Cheerios in there?
Yeah.
Like, am I going to pull it?
It's just 9 giant.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say. I got one.
No. And so you would open it, and it would be awesome if it was like 3 bags inside the box, but it was just 1 giant bag. So you still only had like 4 days to eat.
Oh, see,
it would go stale as fuck.
And they've made the big change now. There's 2 bags in each one.
That would be great, right? Like, that makes sense. But you open this giant keg-sized thing of Fruit Loops that you have a week to eat. Now, we had 4 kids mowing after it in our house.
Yeah, now I say that, but here's the deal, right? Any box of cereal I open, right, you open the thing and you pour it, and then I roll the bag down.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you have a box that has 2 bags that have been sort of been filled in there, as soon as you take the 1 bag out, all the shit drops into the bottom half of the bag. Getting that fucker back into the bag with the other one.
That's true. It's now fat.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all on the bottom. So you got to turn it sideways and you got to shake it. I got no good time for that shit in the morning. So I've sworn off cereal entirely.
I was just going to say, here in 2019 at 104 years old or whatever you are, are you still eating cereal?
I still tying an onion around my belt. Why would I not?
Have a good old glass of turnip juice. No cereal anymore?
5 B's for a quarter.
Yes.
Or
are you just now like an all-brand? All-brand, not on the list, but trying to keep things moving.
All right, well, there is in the cupboard right now, there's brown sugar mini wheats.
All right.
There's Shreddies.
Yeah.
There's Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
And a box of Bran Flakes.
The Honey Nut Cheerios still great.
Okay, but for the most times now in the morning, man, I'm going to hate how this sounds. I am a
looking for the flax seed.
I am a Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And cut fruit.
Good for you, man.
And a stiff backing of grapefruit juice. Fucking nothing cuts the cobwebs, baby, just like that. A little grapefruit juice. I've been trying, actually, because clearly I am
aged.
I don't eat, I try to limit the bread till after lunch.
Okay. Does that matter?
Wouldn't
you want to get it earlier in the day so you got more time to work it?
No. To me, I hit it post-gym.
Yeah.
So my fruit and yogurt, nice thick Greek
that
yogurt
point,
in the morning.
Everything's already moving and
right.
burning. And
mid-morning, yeah, after a couple of black coffees, for sure, man.
I like I to didn't get, mean that kind of moving
I,
and burning.
Okay. I like to get a little
see somebody.
a little protein, a little protein and vegetables in the middle of the morning.
Yeah.
Hit the gym, then whatever the rest of the day. It's like the Tommy Lasorda. 2 shakes and a sensible meal, people.
2 shakes after a good piss. I don't remember what the fuck we're supposed to be talking about on this show. Let me see if we can pull that up.
Okay, I got it, man. What do you need? We have the crazy German douche.
Let's start there. I think we're going to talk about a crazy German douche who
tried to poison and kill his co-workers.
Which I think at some point we all get.
I was just going to say, as somebody who works in a large environment, I love all my co-workers.
Yeah.
And I cherish them.
But sometimes they just need to be poisoned a little.
Nope, I cherish them.
At 52 years old, I believe this was, a German guy started essentially lacing people's lunches that they were leaving in the office, their sandwiches and shit.
With mercury.
With essentially mercury, yeah. Was, and so one of these people was left in a coma, 2 left with severe kidney damage, and he was caught by security cameras, I guess, in the lunchroom watching spread a questionable substance onto other people's sandwich
over years.
Yeah, why do you wait so long to step in?
Well, why don't you stab him in the heart?
Well, okay, so this is the judge who sentenced him to what they call life, which is 15 years, but said he should serve longer than that because he will be a danger to society. But the general consensus was this is like a scientist who wanted to watch them
see what happens.
Decline.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said that, you know, when the police eventually got to his home, they found this very rudimentary, primitive laboratory in his basement. And the substance that they found that he had created was more lethal than anything that had been used in the Second World War. And right. This is someone who's then taking that into work and buttering it onto your fucking turkey sandwich.
Yeah, or your tuna.
Right.
I'm just going to mix it in there with a little mayo and tuna. Well, and the
because everybody at some point, everybody hates their coworker. But this guy's fucking right out there.
Well, okay, but and as you've touched on, I think the most important part is, yeah, he was most interested in watching them slowly.
Right. This does feel like the mind of a scientist. I want to see what's going to happen here. I'm more interested in watching the results than actually killing you, I think.
Honestly, this is like Sprockets or East Germany's...
Spacely Sprockets.
Yeah, no, but like, what was that? East Germany's most watched home videos. That's a surveillance That's a surveillance camera.
We're over here watching Bob Saget on America's Funniest Home Videos. East Germany's watching most lethal home videos.
Or the guy who rolls over that dead guy in the ditch and he's got a bug in his eye. That kind of thing right there.
Holy fuck. Okay. So this is a real thing. There's somebody in a coma. Two people with severe kidney damage.
And you're laughing, you fucking heartless bastard.
Turkey and mercury sandwich.
Turkey and mercury. I like a little mustard, maybe. Could you hold off on the mercury, please? Awesome. And I like mercury in my dolphin, mostly, is how I go in for that.
Dolphin meat's got to be tough.
Dolphin meat, I think, is very tender.
Okay.
But this smacks of, did you not read that... Did you not read that article and think of the Russian scientist on Antarctica?
Yes.
Who tried to stab his, or did stab his
That's true. Yeah. There's just two Russian scientists alone in like a little hut. I'm so fucking sick of you.
I'm tired of you, man.
But this is the part I think most people can relate to.
I hate when you clack your fork on your teeth.
There's always
wham, I'm going to stab you in the heart. Forget it. We're done.
That's where it takes the leap, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this show jumped the shark. But there's always somebody in your office that you're like, holy fuck. I could just mercury up your sandwich.
Why are you talking with your mouth full of food? I hate that.
But that's the difference, right? Like, I think normally I'd love for you to die. But this guy, as a scientist, is, I wonder how many times I can butter your sandwich in mercury and watch you decline. Which is so fucking creepy.
Well, and what they didn't touch on was, is there always been a surveillance camera in the kitchen?
Or were people starting to suspect?
Yes, suspicious. Exactly. This guy has that, and that guy's got that.
Tastes funny.
If that's the case, right? Because, I went into the fridge to grab my lunch, and somebody had eaten my fucking granola bar, or somebody ate my pudding. That's one thing, right? I need a camera.
Right. And so that's where you'd want to walk out, find the guy, and punch him right in his fucking face. Not take several months.
If I get into this
to
coma.
Butter his.
Okay, no, I was.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about someone who ate your granola.
Okay.
So do you think this guy is looking for revenge? Someone ate his granola bar one day. And
One day. Yeah. One day, there was a couple bites out of my macaroni salad, and I am pissed.
Yeah.
I'm taking it on you and give you the beat down. East Germany's
funniest home videos.
Most disturbing home.
It might be East Germany's funniest home. They're a little crooked over there, man.
Honestly.
Hit us up on Twitter at Talking Audio if you want to be on East Germany's funniest home videos or have been.
Yeah. Most disturbing. East Germany's most disturbing home videos.
So, I don't know. People are hurt, whatever, but we think it's funny. I guess.
Well, it comes right down to, and you go, we talk about it all the time, right? And we touched on it in the last TCS.
Yeah.
right, about people's inability to respect a moment of silence. And you go,
I'm going to create your moment of silence.
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of silence out of this. People are mostly not good.
You think, eh?
I think that
the majority of people are not good.
Okay, you tell me.
Judging by this story.
If all the constraints were pulled off and you thought you could get away with it, would you kill somebody? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, probably.
This is it. If nobody would know, guaranteed to get away with it.
No, but I'd probably hurt somebody.
Really?
Yeah. There's no one I can think of off the top of my head I want to kill. There's some people that I'd like to not have a very good day.
All right. Well, then I guess that separates because I don't have enough.
He's got a list.
I'm going to take my sock guys off to get to move it over.
We got
to
go. I got to run, folks. I think good. I'm far enough down.
I choose to be here. Yeah. Yeah, like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
People to kill.
Yeah. Crossed off. With my lipstick.
Yeah. No,
kind of like that. Okay. All right. So nobody you want to kill.
I can't think of anyone I want to kill.
Yeah, me neither.
I understand why you have to pull that back now.
Really? Yeah, I'm making the, for those of you who can't see, I'm making the fishing motion.
And he's folding up his list and putting it back in his pocket.
I'm reeling that back in. Of course you don't want to kill anybody.
But there's lots of people that I would love to have to go through some shit. Maybe dealing with mercury poisoning.
Okay.
But it's so weird, man, to butter somebody's sandwich in mercury.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, the interesting part there is, yeah, I'm not interested in lacing with arsenic. That's going
right.
to maybe you drop on the spot.
That's the thing. Like, this guy is, for better or worse, a scientist. I know this will kill you. But what would this do to you? How long would it take for this to be a thing?
Okay. And moving away from that. We talk about the concept of, if I could walk a day in your shoes. Or you could walk a day in my shoes. Mm-hmm. Or whoever that is, right?
Sure.
That tweet you sent me about the concept of being able to simulate or experience birthing pain.
Yeah. Men being able to experience what women go through in childbirth.
That's a big no. That's a hard no, ladies and gentlemen, right there. I got zero issue with that.
Was that Japan or China?
I think it's got to be Japan.
It was just crazy fucking technological prick.
Yeah. So we're going to take a Granny Smith apple and we're going to put it right through your piss slit.
I'd rather you didn't.
There you go. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the birthing process.
Look, I understand that shit you're going through right now is rough, and I know you'd love me to understand it more, but let's just call a spade a spade. Like, I know that sucked, and I don't need to there's no reason for us both to suffer here.
Honestly, it's I'm gonna go back to the old tried and true. I'll take a cheese grater to my junk before we ever have to go into that.
Why does that have to happen? What does that prove?
I just assume that they're very close to the same thing.
Okay. Just shredding and grinding and...
Yep.
Okay. Where's my fucking... There's one more awful fucking topic.
Yes, it's the diamond trader.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we talk about our friend, the Belgian/Iranian?
Israeli. Diamond trader.
Yeah. Who decided...
Okay, wait. Oh, okay. Wait.
Yes. By all means, my friend.
On the same topic, I'm just saying...
How many things can there be on this topic?
Have you ever wished for a larger penis?
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, it's really... Okay, I think every guy has.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's too many... And if there wasn't a huge demand for it, there wouldn't be as many advertisements for it.
Right. Who doesn't get 17 emails a day? Just me? All right.
Targeted emails. Yeah.
Quit reading my Google searches.
And it's funny. I was... Because, yeah, right. Everyone's the same. You go, if I could just be 2 inches taller.
Right.
If I could just be 2 inches longer, whatever that is. Sure. Right? You just sort of go.
No one's totally happy with.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I was in a group of, and it was a bunch of women. And I'm not sure, while there's as many size queens out there as there are. Or so I understand.
So I'm told.
Yeah. Is
judging by the number of rejections I've received.
Why do you got to wait till now? I promise you.
Should have showed it right up front.
I promise you it'll get better. I'm a grower, not a shower. That's how that goes.
Not a boy.
Yeah, is the number of women who said, yeah, you know what? I don't want it to be too big. Right? The reality is, yeah, sometimes it is too big. No, they've never said that to me personally. These were third party anecdotal sort of.
Yes.
But they're saying, yeah, guys with their fixation.
Did some focus group.
Yeah, guys with their fixation on larger cocks, not always the deal, right? Not all women. Now, nobody wants a short dick man. I think that's a, but in terms of your.
He's gone crazy for a short dick. No, that wasn't a hit for.
Yeah, I don't know.
ZZ Top.
Don't want sharp no dress short
man,
dick.
Short cock man.
Yeah.
Dick, sorry.
Yeah. Is.
I hope I didn't declass the podcast.
Yeah. It's slumming it. Is, yeah, that, hey, you're in that solid 6-7 inch range. Psh, be happy.
Right in the meat of the meat.
Yeah, right in the meat. Right in the sweet part of the back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, anybody with their desire for your 9 and 10 inch.
So. As we come all the way back around from whatever that was.
Hey, it's just, it's all right.
I don't know.
Bit of a diatribe. I get it.
So we have
a sales pitch in there at the same time.
Belgian/Israeli diamond trader. Billionaire. I believe it said he was 62 years old. Died on the table of a penis enlargement surgery.
God.
Now, I'm intrigued by the idea of the surgery. B, the fact that it kills you is somewhat of a drawback. But, you know, it might be worth checking it out.
No, it is not.
My question is, so like I said, this guy's Belgian/Israeli. He's a billionaire. He's whatever. And he's going in for this penis enlargement surgery. Why do you wait till 62?
Well, and
what are you going to do with that now?
I can only assume that he's got to a point where money is no object now. And according to the Daily Mail article.
Which we'll share at Talkin Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/Talkin Audio.
He was fairly vain.
Sure. Always worried about his appearance, all these sorts of things. True.
God, you know.
But let's assume you're a billionaire at 62. You're probably a millionaire at 52, aren't you?
Yeah, good point.
Like, why now? Why at 62 have you decided, I need a bigger cock?
Yeah.
And thank God I'm the one who does the isolating and saving. Because that won't be one. But
well, and
yeah, it probably will.
And those of you who listen will notice his voice also went up a couple octaves.
I need a bigger cock.
The volume went up a little bit.
Yeah. This is real life, folks.
A little sweat on the brow at the same time.
Why? Why at 62? What 62-year-old woman?
I have no idea because
isn't satisfied by your.
Oh, a 62-year-old billionaire is not with a 62-year-old woman.
That's true. That's true.
And so, I think you're probably looking at. Can I get a couple of elastics? Too, because I need to.
Right.
I need to hammer this bad boy into
shape.
But
that's like a $130.
Not even, honestly, man. Yeah, no. I can't imagine this is going to enhance my sex life.
Right.
And when it comes right down to it.
But I need that blonde bombshell to stick around.
Okay, man. You got fingers and tongues. What do you need to do? What's going on here?
Well, you get a lot of locked jaw at 62 years old. Maybe you just can't keep up.
Look at you, man.
Well, I assume, right? At 60.
I assume. All right.
Well, I get it now at 35. Why wouldn't I at 60?
Flick around at the thumb. Come on now. Yeah. How about that? Flick, 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 flick.
It's just weird, man.
You're
a billionaire. That's normally enough for some blonde bimbo to wait you out.
And really, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
Or what did somebody at practice the other day say? A handy?
A handy.
What the hell is... What the hell is that?
Kids, man, they're not okay.
Yeah, they're not, they are not okay.
No.
Anyways.
I don't want to say it. It's dirty.
I am not. I am not. I am not going in for a hog enlargement.
At 62.
Ever.
All right. Well, because it kills you, apparently. Well,
okay, even if it doesn't kill
me. You got a 30% chance of survivaling. I'm going to risk it, man. What are
you putting, a little leftover asbestos in there? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, this is it. And like the article says, and we'll share it, that whatever they injected into his dick sent him into some heart episode that shut him down. Was it worth it, man? Like,
no.
You're a billionaire. Just buy yourself whatever you need. Although apparently he was trying to do that, I guess. He needed the...
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
All I'm suggesting is whatever they want to do to make it longer to... No, forget it. Forget it. It's like somebody was telling me they wanted to have a... Now, work with me here.
Okay.
A reverse circumcision.
They wanted the turtleneck put on.
They want it back.
Did they have their own original?
Like, what are they walking around with it in their wallet? Like a condom?
Well, you said you wanted it back. You clipped it off. Can you put this back on? Like, you probably not.
No, right? No, but I'm sure it's...
Piece of pastrami.
Well, this is it. This is it.
Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. A little tough old roast beef. But, and the thing is...
Okay.
I'm saying no to that too, right? The days when you were a teenager and you go, that's going to go off if the wind changes.
Yeah.
I don't need any more of that. As you get to a spot where you're like, all right, it's less sensitive now. Sure. I don't need to be more sensitive. I spent a bunch of years where...
It was like, plenty sensitive.
You're like, hey, what was that?
Whatever it was good.
Forget about it. Just keep moving
along. Carry it on.
That kind of thing. You're like, I don't need to be... I never needed to be more sensitive.
Right. What is... Okay. Because this is a thing all of a sudden, right? Just like no longer vaccinating is a thing. And it's apparently cruel to snip that off your kid at birth. We got to keep doing that, right? Like that's a...
You got to keep doing it, man. You got to keep doing
it. Yeah. But it's apparent, like, I know you've heard the same things I have, that it's no longer okay and that it's a barbaric thing to do. And
they don't do it in the hospital anymore. You got to go and have it done separately.
That's weird, man.
And that was my son's 16, going on 17, and they wouldn't do it in the hospital then.
When he was 16.
Well, okay. Hey.
No, I know. I know you can go for grown-up.
Yeah. And the thing
No thanks. If my parents let it go this long, I guess this is my lot in life now. And I'm not going in at 17 for that.
Okay. And there's stories of anybody who works in the medical field is infinitely aware of people who have infections in their early 20s that are caused from, the old
turtleneck. Yeah.
Yeah. And you go from not, peeling it back, giving it the clean that it deserves. Man. Well, guys are hogs. I know women out there right now, and I'm speaking on your behalf.
Oh boy,
who have everything tucked into your tropical plant, whatever that looks like, and it's all on the inside. And you go, well, that's what we're living with. That.
Yep.
Cleaning is a much more intricate thing.
Yep.
Guys, come on, man. Okay, so what? You got to pull that back, give it a clean.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying
don't.
guys are hogs. Look at any apartment that just guys live in.
Treating your foreskin like your first apartment. Okay. I'm never getting my fucking damage deposit back on this.
Okay. I think every guy's shouting that out. We went through a show on Cold Sores here. That's already a thing, man. You only get one blank, fill it in, right? Be more careful with
it. Yeah, for sure. You know what, parents? Just do it. Come on. Do your kid a favor and just fucking do it.
Because he's not cleaning it.
Stop. Yeah, it's true.
And you're probably too squeamish to tell him.
This is the fucking anti-vaxxers and the whatever that, I'm too new age to... No. Fucking vaccinate your child and clip them. and send him on his merry way. He will thank you for it. He won't actually thank you, but he'll thank you. That's sort of where we're at with this, I think.
I don't know how we got here.
Oh, I don't either.
Penis enlargement.
Right. So that guy died from vanity.
That's it. Do it early. Let it grow.
Right.
Good you to know, go, man. It works, good to man. Go.
That's Audio Whiplash.
Thanks for listening.
Honestly, please stick around. Sorry about this whole thing. You can check out more of our whatever this is at patreon.com/Tolkien Audio, at Tolkien Audio on all your social media bullshit, and we'll check yous all out on the next Audio Whiplash.
See ya!
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCan Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say TallCan Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.